Greetings in Jesus' name on this third day of May, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently in the 40s outside. Sun is beaming through the windows, and we welcome the sunshine. I don't know that I've seen the sunshine this week. Another one of those weeks in Maine where it's raining a lot, cloudy a lot, foggy a lot, but we're trusting God to guide us through. Thank you for praying for us. My dad continues to digress, and he's not doing well at all, but pray for our family during this season. This chapter of our life, that God's will would be accomplished in his life or in his death, that God would work every detail out according to his perfect plan and his will. We're continuing to press on for Christ, busy this morning in my office studying and seeking the Lord, and then exercising, swimming, and then headed off to preach a funeral at 10 o'clock for a great saint of God in our church. And it'll be a veterans memorial cemetery at the graveside, and then going to see my dad, and then all that is involved in the work of the ministry. A day is a very busy day, and we're grateful for that. I might even this afternoon, who knows, get a little bit of time to work on my yard. We haven't mowed yet, but we're getting closer to mowing, and I'm dethatching it and punching it holes and fertilizing, and I want my yard to look like a golf course, and so it takes time and effort. Thank you for praying for us as we start the ladies' conference tonight, and Sister Lydia Riley will be one of the speakers, and Sister Stacy Shiflett's wife will be the other speaker. Pray for them that they'll have a wonderful time in the ladies' conference, and that God would be praised, and that he would be pleased. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in John chapter number 11. Lazarus has died, and Mary and Martha are very confused about what's going on. And in this passage of Scripture, the Bible says that they begin this conversation one with another. Martha simply says to Jesus, "Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died." When you think about the faith that is in that verse, it's a bit overwhelming. Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She knew deep down inside that if Jesus was there, the circumstances would have been different. But then she pulls it together and says, "But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee." And then Jesus makes this wonderful statement, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha's still confused, though. She says unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And so she knows this, and even though her theology was off a bit, being impressed by the theology of the Pharisees, yet they did believe in the resurrection. The Sadducees didn't, but the Pharisees did. And Jesus said unto her, though, in verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Now these are great words to Martha, who's grieving over the loss of her brother Lazarus. And he says to her, "If you live, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And then Jesus asked her this question, "Believest thou this?" She saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calleth for thee." That's when she arose up quickly and ran, and again they met the Lord Jesus. I want to emphasize this great truth today. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Have you ever thought about this? When you know Christ, you live now, and then you live for eternity. You have everlasting life. The Bible says you shall never die. And then he said, "Do you believe this?" And I can say with clear conscience today, thank God I believe that. Jesus is my life now, and Jesus is eternal life to me. Any of you in Radio Land today that may not know Christ as Savior, I hope and pray that you'll find a preacher, find a Christian Find a church somewhere this weekend and you can get all of this settled where you know Christ as your personal Savior, and you can know that you not only are living now, but you're going to live throughout eternity with eternal life. What a joy that this is. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.